Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. This is my 23rd consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Wherever you are on the planet, if you're an American, you're probably celebrating Thanksgiving somehow or another. And if you're not, find an American and tell them you want to have turkey and stuffing with them. And don't forget the pumpkin pie. Bob Dillersnyder is our guest, folks. We're thankful for Bob around here. I'm thankful for him. He's one of my best friends and one of my heroes. Bob, thanks again for being here. The Dillersnyder Group. Dillon Schneider Group, GRP, DillonSchneiderGroup.com is the website. Hey, Bob, I warned the audience that you and I might talk a little bit of politics, but mostly I want to talk about being thankful for politics. Now, today, in this day and time, it might seem bizarre to say, let's be thankful for politics, but look at what's going on. I mean, as rude and as ugly as it can be, it's our system that somehow continues to sort itself out within, even though some individuals, they come and go that are good and they're not so good, but the system, the ideal of us seems to continue to prevail. What do you think?
Well, we have running now for president a good 16 or 17 people. Most of them are totally incompetent, but we do have them running. And they represent a point of view that anybody on listening to this show can take.
Yeah,
I hope they all follow the right point of view. But the range of discussion, the range of ideas and options is phenomenal. That doesn't occur in other countries.
Mm-mm.
Other countries, you get a dictator, you get one or two people, and we don't have that in this country.
Well, and you know the other thing, there are all these different factions. But I'm actually thankful for a two-party system, Bob, because you and I both know other countries that have multiple parties, Israel, Germany, Italy, whatever, England, for God's sake. Those systems are not better than our system, I don't think. What do you think?
I think that we've got to...
The two-party system, I mean.
I think the two-party system is a great system, and I think if somebody wants to have a third party, they can try it. But the two-party system gives us a chance to bubble up the best ideas and the best and the brightest, and we have that. We've had it for years, and whether it's Obama or Reagan or Clinton or Bush, it doesn't make any difference. We get great people with great ideas controlled by the Congress.
Well, our country is, I mean, we have variations on both themes, but our country generally pulls in either to starboard or to port in any given era. We don't have three or six or nine different factions pulling us here and there. I just think that the two-party system is pretty strong. And I'll tell you something else. As a member of Flyover America, Bob, I'm thankful for the Electoral College. What do you think?
I'm very thankful for the Electoral College. And I hope we never change that. I think if we do things by a popular vote, we're going to have a serious problem.
Wasn't that part of the genius of the founders?
I think the founders figured it out. I wish I was as smart as Hamilton and Jefferson and all and Franklin and the guys back then. They were really brilliant. And, we created a great system here, and we need to keep it. Everybody wants to come here, Jim. Nobody wants to go to Uruguay or to go to...
Not too many people are risking their lives to leave America, are they?
I don't think anybody. I think if somebody gets here, they want to find a place to stay. The number of people applying for green cards and citizenship is at an all-time high.
Isn't that something to wrap up our thankful message on today? You know, if you're wondering, if you're worried about America, if you're down on America, if you kind of, you know, when we tend to be, right, we take the hardest stands against our own family sometimes. So if we have a tendency to be concerned about America, I think shouldn't our thankfulness be rooted in the fact that most people in other parts of the world want to come here? What does that say?
Absolutely. And Jim, in our criticism of America, and we have plenty of it, America gets better. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have a chance to put out ideas without going to jail.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Good
well
situation.
Said. Well said. Hey, Bob, I'm thankful for you and your family. Give Jan and the boys my best, and come back real soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bob Dillenshine, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. You can tell just from listening to him. I don't know what we'd do without him. He's one of my heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm thankful for you, small business owners. I'm thankful for you. God bless you, and God bless America on this Thanksgiving Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.